You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Are your nails different colours depending on the tip, are they? Oh no, they're all pink. Oh, there's that one's blue. Oh, that one's red. Oh, very nice. It's like corresponding or whatever.
Yeah. Hello and you're very welcome to Your Grounded with me, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn.
Hey, what up?
You caught us there. We were just chatting about my nails. Child coughing there.
How dare they?
I got my nails today. I got my nails done today in Hollywood Nails because I usually go locally, but I couldn't get an appointment. I assume it's all booked out to beat the band because of the communions.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, booked solid, because usually I could get an appointment, you know, like going to... I'm looking for, like, you know, a Tuesday mid-morning or something.
Which is easy enough to be getting, like...
Yeah. The fucking
dog.
We
might need to wait until Shane's home.
No, it's just them dogs. You chat to the listener there when I... Tell these dogs to... No, you never come into this
room. Hi, guys. How are we doing? Have we drunk our water? What do we have for dinner today? Or breakfast? For breakfast, I had some Weetabix. It's pretty yum. Had some honey on it. For dinner, we had some pasta. Pretty good. Where do you listen to us? Is it on your commute? Is it when you're doing the divil and all in the house? Or do any of you just sit there and listen to it? And if you do, you are slightly psychotic. I don't understand how people do that. Just sit completely still and listen to a podcast. You've got to be doing some multitasking, girl bossing, you know? But, yeah, I think Emma will be back soon. I don't really like looking after you by myself. A little bit nervy. Emma! 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 She's not coming back. So for lunch, I had... scrambled eggs and some toast. You know, gotta get that eggy protein in, you know, yum yum. And brought the dogs for a walk today. They were good doggies. Don't know why they're barking now, it's kinda rude since I brought them on a walk. Whatever. Oh hey Emma.
Hey, sorry.
It's going over my day.
How are you, girl?
Yeah.
No, I got delayed because I was putting them in the sitting room. And then Joe and Tommy were down there and I was like, Joe, what are you doing? He's like, I'm getting a drink. And I was like, come on. And they just can't be rushed.
Hydration is important.
Hydration is important. Yes, I agree. But when you ask them to like hurry up, they start going in slow motion.
Mm.
That's my only little thing about them. So is the listener up to speed on your day?
Yeah, I went to a very subdued journey of my
together.
Day. It's pretty exciting, wasn't it, listening? We had great fun when Emma was gone.
Did you cover boxing?
I didn't cover boxing at all. Oh. I'd wait until you were here.
Oh, okay.
You know.
We're not long back from going, I'm just scratching my back. The assy filthy's coming out of you.
I honestly didn't mean to. Oh, God. My face. I'm sorry.
We are not long back from a boxing class.
Yup. Boom, boom.
So Shane was going to Shamrock Rovers match. So old Granda James came up and babysat for me. I was going to say for us, but for me.
Well, Emma made me text Granda James.
I've just got a lot of admin at the moment.
To ask, so I had to kind of frame it as if I was
Emma's PA at the time, he likes you more, which is clear. He texts you and says, do you want to meet up for a coffee?
Because he knows you're busy.
Yeah, but... I've got a lot of mid-morning, in fairness. Text LOA, James, it's fine. Anyway, but he did do me now a favour and come up there while we went to our boxing. And they did a thing. So last week was your first week and we were mostly paired together.
Yeah,
so I looked after Ella. And then they did the thing where you changed partner, I mean, throughout.
Just all the time. I just had a lot of people beating me up.
And Ella was shook. She was shook. I think the proper expression is shook to fuck.
Shook it was to the core.
One stage I saw you faking and trying to fuck around with your runner.
I actually did have time at Liz.
And the instructor said to you, you don't need your runner, Ella.
It's like, duty my runner. Thank you very much. Do you want me to trip and die and then sue you? I need my runner.
I felt so bad for you. I could see that you were fucking dying.
I was lit. I like when I got up after that, I was swaying like side to side because I was. I was so fucking delirious. So yeah, I did need to tie my lace. Thank you very much. Like, I'm all for the enthusiasm and like pushing people to their limit, but like when someone's being pushed their limit, maybe let them tie their lace, you know. Maybe I saw my lace was untied. I was like, grand, I'll give that a little tie. It genuinely was untied as well. I was like, grand, give that a little tie. And the other lady was thankful for it as well. Like, I was just giving out good vibes to everybody, and then she goes and tells me to stop. I'm like, no, need my lace.
You were in the harrows. And,
need my lace.
Then when you came down the line and you came to me, you were like, I'm just taking the smile and speed because, and what did you say?
I'm just going to go gentle for a little, if that's okay. Because see, I started the class, but like taking, like, so you're in the boxing or you're on pads. So I was taking other people's punches and people were just baiting the lard out of me. Like, they were just.
They were, yeah.
Nobody they were like, I think they think. Sorry for you, no, then. They didn't at all, because I was given like, I was given strong pads, you know, and they were like, they just took that as an invitation to beat me up.
Yeah.
By the time I got to the actual boxing, I was in bits.
I could see when you came to me, though. That's why I said she'd just breathe, because I could see.
I wasn't breathing.
Yeah,
it was all,
I could tell by your
there
face.
There was no break.
You were just kind of. there was
no break in between anything. You were just like boxing for like 15 minutes straight. There's no break.
You have to breathe.
Like, I forgot how to breathe.
You had, yeah. Because I started to exaggerate my breathing to help you.
But anyway, it was fun. Go again next week. Well, the week after. It's my birthday, but go again next week.
Then we went to Centra after and treated ourselves to some pads. So, good vibes.
Yeah, well, me. You're not getting any.
Sorry, okay, hug the pads. Anyway, so that was our evening.
They were like a fiver, so yeah.
I know. Bloody ridiculous.
Extortion. On the price thing, it said €8. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
why the €8? Oh, they had the wrong price.
And it said, no, it said 3 for 8 or something. Oh, okay. Like, I was like, okay, grand. But I saw 8, I was like, oh my god, no.
Fuck's sake. So, you're recovered from it now, though?
Yeah, like my arm. Like, see, one of my arms.
Well, how many days are we going to have the arm conversation now? I think this is 2 or 3 days we're going to get out of the arm, is that?
I don't know. I'll be.
Sure.
I'll be subdued. Yeah, you literally just asked me how I was feeling now. And I said, well, you know, my arm's a bit sore. And now you're going on about how many days are we going to get out of this arm stuff? Jesus.
I don't know.
You're the one that when you get an injury, you're icing it and you're me, me, me. So, like, don't think.
Okay, well, you're grounded. So, you may go fuck yourself. You may go.
Rewind, guys. She literally asked me
What is up with this energy that you're bringing to the podcast?
She asked me how I'm doing now. And then I tell her, and she's like, Elle, how long is this going to last then? Like. Wow. Shows a lot, doesn't it?
Anyway, you're very welcome back. Thanks for listening last week. I saw a few likes on Spotify.
What does Spotify do? Likes, do they?
They do, well, as far as I know. I don't really look in at the reviews or anything like that.
I'm a Google Podcast gal, which has no likes.
See, I'm a Spotify
has no likes,
girl.
No reviews, no
what
views.
What does it have? Just
nothing. There's literally no. You don't know how many people have subscribed to a podcast. Oh. You don't know how many people view a podcast. Like, I have no idea when I listen to a podcast if it's like.
I have no idea. Yeah, but I don't really care.
But like Google Podcast gives you nothing.
Nothing. Did Shane say they were going to join forces or was going to become something else? Or what did he say about
Google No, Podcasts? He just said that Google Music was going to start doing podcasts. Not Google Music, YouTube Music was going to start
having
podcasts.
Oh, interesting.
So, new platform unlocked.
There you go. Our tech correspondent, Ella, knows what's happening. I didn't know. I couldn't remember what he was saying.
But yeah, boxing was fun.
So you're going to London soon?
I am indeed.
Off a little vacay.
Emma asked me to babysit. She's like, can you babysit on Friday? I'm like,
no,
I
just said,
Emma.
What are you doing on Friday? You're like, I'm going to be in London. No. I was like, oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, you were going to ask me.
I don't know what
babysit.
It is. I just can't. I just find the end of May so confusing with your birthday, Joe's birthday. There's a few bits and bobs. No, other things that are less important than them, but it just there's like a lot of admin-y dates around. And also, do you know what I was thinking today? I actually met Shane around this time as well. So I assume he's probably going to get me a present after the Shamrock Rovers match.
For your anniversary.
Yeah.
That you don't know when it is.
Yeah. I could figure it out, but what are you going to do? But this week, we were going to talk about talent shows.
Yes.
Because Ella has often tagged me in... Well, no, she doesn't tag me in friends. I tag her on TikTok, but she sends TikToks to me.
Yeah, you don't tag
me
on TikTok.
Why not, though?
You send TikToks.
Is that a very millennial thing to do?
Yeah.
It's a bit is it?
It's a bit embarrassing that you've tagged me in TikToks. You send.
Do you tag in on Instagram and send on TikTok?
No, you send on everything, really. You don't really tag people.
These are very private generation, aren't you?
You don't really tag people in things. It's a little bit embarrassing.
I tag people because I'm trying to help out the creator with the old algorithms.
Well, fair play to you.
I mean, I think it's quite secretive to send them, because then when I make things and people send them to people I don't know, and I like to count my engagements.
Well, on TikTok, there's a shares. You see how many people have shared it.
Yeah, but I don't know where they've shared it.
To other people.
I don't like when people share my TikToks on Instagram and don't tag me.
No, well, yeah, that's a problem. But like when they share it with, like you can see when they send a TikTok to someone else, it has it at the bottom. It has like likes, comments, saves.
Yeah, but I'm old school. I like to see a comment.
Okay.
I feel like there's an investment there, you know.
I'll comment on your TikToks from now on.
Anyway.
Tag all my friends on your TikToks.
Yeah, if you would.
Okay.
I mean, you see young people have friends. So you should be spreading the word fucking all the time.
You young people have friends.
You should be bringing gangs like 20 people to my gigs.
I think I know 20 people.
Yeah, you would work on your mates. You could wrangle up 20 people. whatever suits you. I'm not desperate to sell tickets or anything. It's absolutely fine. So, come here.
No pressure.
Actually, gigs. I'm in Cork. I don't know if this is going to be out before. I'm in Cork, May 20th. I'm in Laois, the 25th. It's on my website, emmadorancomedy.com. Ella's starting to yawn now, so fucking supportive. I'm in London the 6th and the 7th of June, and I'm in Vicar Street the 23rd of September.
Anyway. No gap there.
Yeah, well, I'm doing festivals and stuff, and that was just added on. But there'll be other gigs in September. Just don't have the links yet. I think there's going to be one in Waterford. So I should have that soon. Because I know those people are screaming, going, when are you going to have this date for us? Anyway, okay. Let's resume. This week, because we had the idea, because you send TikToks to me or whatever, it's kind of how we communicate mostly, 80% of our communication, we're going to talk about talent shows. Before we get into that, the one you sent me about Mr. Blobby, I actually, because remember you said it was a long one, but it's really, really funny, it's like so save funny. It. Went to watch today, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone, it's not available anymore.
I'll find it on YouTube or something, it's so funny.
So talent shows.
Like I was crying.
But did you grow up with Mr. Blobby?
No.
Okay, see, I did.
That would probably make a funny.
I liked him, though. A lot of people were just like, what?
Britain's Got Talent, Mr. Blobby, look it up.
Okay.
Stephen Mulhern dressed as Mr. Blobby.
Oh, well, I love Stephen Mulhern.
We all love Stephen Mulhern.
I love... Stephen Mulhern is probably one of my favourite presenters. I think it's the giddiness. I just think he's so funny.
He just always seems like he's breaking the rules. Like, he always just seems like when he gets backstage, someone's going to be given out.
I love when he gets pissed off with people. Like, you know, faux pissed off. But he just does it so well. It just makes me laugh. Like, you know, when he has some L one and he's telling her to, like, stand to the left. And she's like, what? And he's like, oh, just stand to the left. He just cracks me up. I love him. What is your first memory of watching a talent show?
Well, see, the original talent show for me...
Yeah.
Does it count as a talent show? Would it be...
Well, I hope it does, because that's the whole fucking episode's about Ella. So, and I'm pretty sure it was your suggestion.
What is this attitude you're bringing to the podcast?
I don't know, I'm sorry. It's just my natural disposition.
You felt it pretty quickly there, didn't you?
I know, yeah.
My first talent show, I'm not sure if it counts nostalgia strictly.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is that kind of nostalgia?
Because
we, in Margie and James's, strictly would have been the watched thing on the Friday night. It wasn't, there wouldn't have been X Factor.
Yeah.
We would have been watching Strictly.
Yeah, so that's what I remember. Because Marjorie is mad for Strictly.
That's what I remember.
Do you know? So, I think it's because of that that I don't watch it. Because I feel like I didn't have a choice to watch it. It was just kind of like, yeah, that's what she was watching. Whereas what I would have preferred to have done is like recorded one or like flick between both, or you know what I mean? Like kind of speed watch things. But she was committed to Strictly. And you know what she said to me there a few weeks ago? She was talking about the Irish one, which is Dancing with Stars. And she was saying something, or maybe she wasn't saying, maybe it was Susan or something was saying, oh, would you ever do it? Or yeah, maybe it was Susan, because she was like, oh, fucking get asked to do Ireland's Fittest Family. Like, you need to be inviting me to Dance with Stars. And I was like, oh, if I get to shout, like, I will. And then Marge starts going on about how she's actually a very good dancer, like, not bullshitting at all. She's like, I'm actually a very good dancer, whatever. And she used to and she used to love dancing as a young one. I'm like, okay, yeah, we all danced in pubs and clubs, like, it's cool. And then I was like, oh, like, you know, I don't know if I would, but I was like, oh, I'd do it or whatever, if I was asked. And then Marge was like, very hard, very hard. And I was like, what are you basing this on? I was like, you've, like, what she's talking like as if she was a fucking professional dancer. I was like, give me strength.
It is hard though.
Strictly, yeah, you're just starting to talk about it. She's like, it's hard, you know. But Strictly Come Dancing, as far as I remember, there was kind of a version of it years before. So Bruce Forsyth, do you remember him? He was involved, but there was this other one called Rosemary something, I can't remember. But they used to do a show together called The Generation Game. So Bruce was the presenter and she was kind of the assistant. And then they used to do a bit of this dance and stuff out in Blackpool.
Blackpool's where the big...
Yes, it's as
the black,
we know.
The Blackpool. We're going to reach it to Blackpool.
Yeah. Are you going to make it to Blackpool? Yeah. So they had kind of done a little bit of this dance and stuff before, and then they started Strictly Come Dancing, which I don't... God, how many years would it be going? 10? More?
More.
And your man Len only died the other day.
Oh, yeah. Did he? Oh, I think I saw that.
Yeah. So he got drafted in for the American, which they call Dancing with Stars. And me and Sharon were talking about it there the other day. And we were saying, oh, I'd say he absolutely loved that. He seems the type that would, no better man to go off to America, get the big wedge of cash. Do you know what I mean? Have a nice hat. Probably likes the heat. Probably likes the good living, you know? So I was delighted for him. So he was the first. Who was your favourite judge? I was going to say he was in the first round of judges, but do you remember who your favourite judge was?
So I can't remember anybody's
names. Yeah. Did you like Bruno?
I like. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was my favourite.
Was he your favourite?
Yeah, he was like the nicest.
He was.
And then I had a favourite dancer, but I can't remember what his name was.
Oh, it was a boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he's one of the professional ones.
He was one of the professional ones. I bet he was small with dark hair, was he?
I don't know if he was small, but he had dark hair and I always wanted him to win.
Okay, I bet I know.
He was a good dancer. So.
Yeah, yeah. I think I know who he was. And was his wife a dancer as well?
Maybe, I don't know.
I think, she blinkers on when it came to that.
It's like six.
I don't know, I wasn't interested in his wife, but he was a good dancer. And when you watched the show, did you think I could dance like that? Or did you just enjoy the show?
I just enjoyed the show. I think from a very young age, I've known that I've had no dancing ability.
Okay.
So it's...
Do you know, I went to Riverdance before when I was a kid. And I went with my granny and I came home. So like the whole show was fucking Riverdance. They got like a flamenco dancer. Well, this was back in the day. They had a flamenco dancer and a few other bits and bobs. But like it's mostly Irish dancing. And I'm actually going to punch that dog. I came...
Hopefully, they probably can't hear it.
Yeah. I came back from going to Riverdance and I was in the kitchen. This was like the old kitchen because the oven door was like down near the ground. So there was like, you know, little mirror reflection. And I fucking lashed out the Riverdance and while watching my feet in that oven, I'd say for a good hour and a half after I came back.
I feel like you say you using the phrase whacking out the Riverdance might be a misuse of the word Riverdance.
No, you have to whack it out.
But were you whacking out Riverdance or were you whacking out? No, one, two, three.
And Margie just walking through the kitchen. It's very hard. Very hard. No, she likes the ball.
I did Irish dancing for how many years did I do Irish dancing?
So you did
6, probably.
Yeah, did you not do it up to 6th class?
I might have at least six years.
Yeah, you did it in the school. So
did it in school.
You didn't do it in like an outside. No, I had
none of the wigs or the tan or the or any of that stuff.
Yeah,
but I was never that good.
I don't remember you being bad at it.
You learned me dances or whatever, but I was never.
But to be honest, I don't really know what's the difference. Well, apart from like getting the steps wrong and all the rest of it, I don't know how you judge one Irish dancer next to another who like are hitting all the steps.
It's like your leg, like lifting your legs high and stuff, isn't it?
I know, and your posture and something.
Yeah.
And your hands.
Keeping your hands by your waist.
The kids and the fucking wigs is off the charts.
Did you do Irish dancing, did you?
No, I only... In most schools, as far as I know, you will do a bit of Irish dancing, like in junior and senior.
Yeah.
You do a bit, like, so everyone kind of knows the basics. Mm. And then I would have obviously done a bit of Irish dancing in the Gaeltacht. But apart from that, I never did Irish dancing.
Did you any kind of dance?
No, I did. Basically, in school, I basically did any sport in school that I could.
Mm.
So I did gymnastics, badminton, basketball in primary school. And then in secondary school, I did basketball, football, hockey. Don't know. I would have tried out the GA, but there was always this thing if they'd put football and GA on at the same time.
Mm.
It was a fucking stupid thing. Because obviously if people are playing football, chances are they'd be good at GA, but whatever. So yeah, that's what I did. I think a lot of the girls that went to Fairhouse ended up kind of doing the GA and Camogie because they had done it more in primary school than we had. That's a lie. Girls in my primary school did the GA. I don't know why I didn't. Maybe I missed it, but maybe I moved to the school late and I was like, oh, I've missed it.
Another dancing for you.
The only time I did dance was when I was in fifth year. I was starting my journey of becoming a performer. And I was like, right. I was sick of waiting around to be discovered. Okay? Sick of it. Sick to the back teeth. I was like, this is taking too long.
Preparing to be a triple threat, were you?
Yes. That's why I was like, okay, I'm going to have to do it myself. So I got out the Yellow Pages and I was looking for an acting school or classes or whatever. And I was looking for one, the very important thing, I was looking for one that was an agency because if it was an agency, it meant that I would get auditions.
Yes.
And I knew that because I'd done my research.
Yeah, you knew about the scene.
So I found an acting, like a Saturday acting drama group or whatever in Ranelagh. And I knew it was legit because the woman running it used to be in Fair City.
Okay.
She played this kind of posh, annoying character in it, okay?
So she had ties. She had her in.
She had an in. She'd done the acting herself. And it wasn't like a million years ago. It was quite recent. Didn't realise that the accent she had in the show was her own accent. Sorry about that. Anyway, so... No hate. Hashtag no hate. Okay.
So hashtag acceptance.
Hashtag.
Hashtag no hate, no shame.
Hashtag no hate, no shame. So in fairness, I went to Marriage and James and said, I want to go with this. And they're like, okay.
I want to go with this.
Give it to me. now. I want a party. I want a what? And they were like, okay, Jesus Christ, let's bring her to this thing. Just get her to shut the fuck up. So James would drive me out. I don't know if he would wait outside. Mm. Like, he's very good friends. Or he went and probably went off for 50 smokes and a cappuccino or something. But anyway, and then
latte.
Latte. I love a latte. So anyway, and he picked me up. So I started doing the drams and I was kind of intimidated because a lot of the girls doing it were posh as well. And they had been doing it for a while. Mm.
Drama kids.
Yeah, drama kids. And in fairness to them, one of them was on some sort of show, like a proper show. Mm. I can't remember what it was on, like RT2. And I was like, oh my God, she got on a show. And then the other one, oh, not the other one, but another one then, she's like a big YouTuber now.
Mm.
You know, so they were drama kids for life.
I'll ask you what your name was after.
Oh yeah, okay. Will I say it?
Well, I'll ask you after.
Okay. So anyway, they all kind
of... Leave a bit of mystery, am
I? Yeah, yeah. So they all seemed to be like, know what they were up to and whatever. And they were like, we're posh and all. So then I was doing that and I was like trying my best and whatever. Mm. And I remember one of the girls, we had to do these... so it's obviously not a monologue because you're doing it with a partner. What's that called?
You'd know, Little Miss Drama.
I don't know.
Dialogue,
I suppose. I don't know. But we had to, would have to go off and learn and act, and we could pick our own bits. And for some reason, the girl that I was with picked a scene. Picked a scene from EastEnders.
Mm.
The bit where Kat Slater tells her sister that she's actually her mother. So there's this big dramatic scene where she turns around and she's like, you're not my mother! And then she goes, I am! So we're like fucking 17, 16. She's like, this is the bit we should act out. And I was like, okay.
It's really resonates with me.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you're a drama kid, you must know. Anyway, I was trying my best. And then your woman would give us pointers and da-da-da-da. And then they had a dance class. So then I was like, oh my God, can I sign up to the dance class? I imagine it. Like, yeah, sure, whatever. So you do the drama first and then you do the dance after. But like, I would have been doing the drama first and I probably wouldn't have started at like the start of the term in September. Probably would have started in January and then near the end of the actual term, I probably started the dancing. And then I went into sixth year and I had other things going on. So that was the end of that. Yeah.
How did the dancing go?
Prego. I actually quite liked it. Like, I mean, I was pretty slow. But to get the step, I was pretty shit, like, because when people that are used to learning dancing,
yeah, they're like, oh, do
pivot step, pause, pivot step, pause.
Yeah,
and I'm like, so what?
It's like me in the box.
Yeah, didn't want to say, but yeah,
jab, cross. I'm like, what the fuck?
So, yeah. Anyway, to answer your question, that's the only dancing I've ever done. And then years ago, there used to be this shit gym. Well, it wasn't shit; it was just really small and dark. There was a gym up at near the Blue Haven on the corner. I can't remember what it was called. I think it was
Across the road.
Yeah, I think it was called Butterfield. It's a physio thing now.
It's a physio kind of.
But it was
thing,
Butterfield Gym, yeah. And then afterwards, I remember it was a crash.
Mm. They have like—is there something about swimming? Is that fair? They have like a baby.
I don't know what's going on there now. But they used to have a gym in there. In fairness, it was nice. But they had a studio.
Mm.
Of like, you know, the big mirror across. Yeah. And they used to do like, it was dance something.
Mm.
I don't think it wasn't Zumba. Like, but I remember going to a few of them. Yeah, hip hop, whatever. And I remember going to a few of them and I was like, oh, I actually really enjoyed it. I don't know what happened, why that ceased. I don't know. But yeah, I did my dance. Maybe I was getting into the dancing. I don't know. I went to a few of them, all right.
Well, Dancing with the Stars coming your way.
Well, the only thing I remember from... The only thing I remember from any of these dance classes is 5, 6, 7, 8. It's the only thing I retained.
Like, we are ready now. I went
that bit. I can nail that. And then once... Give me legs, give me arms. Don't give me both together.
Facial expressions?
Well, no, because I'm kind of got the... I'm concentrating face on. so a tongue could slip out the side of my mouth. But yeah, so no real dance experience. Like if I added that all up, I'd say 10 lessons, if even, you know.
I remember I was once coerced into doing a ballet class.
By who?
So Mary, she came up to me one day in secondary school.
Oh, your friend.
And okay. I was like,
my auntie was in your
school. She's Mary. And she was like, Ella, maybe it's in primary school. It was anyway, no, it was 7 years ago. It was like first, second year.
Yeah.
She's like, Ella, she was doing ballet for years.
Yeah.
She's a little ballerina. And she's like, Ella, my ballet class is having like a bring your friend to ballet class.
Oh, I think I vaguely remember this.
She's like, bring your friend to ballet class. Yeah. Would you like to do it? I'm like, she's like, I don't really know who, like, she's like, I'm like, yeah, sure. It's like, oh, thanks. I didn't know who, like, I didn't know how else to, like, ask and, like, want to not have a friend there, you know, like everyone else with their friends and me just there. So I'm like, yeah, no, I'll try it out. Like, it should be fun or whatever.
Yeah.
And I rock up this ballet class with Mary.
Yeah.
And I'm the only friend there.
Oh, God.
So no one else has brought their friends with them.
Yeah.
Just bring your friend to ballet class. And the ballet teacher's like, we'll just practice for our Christmas recital then. So I'm in this ballet class, never done ballet in my life. I mean, popped into their like Christmas recital.
Yeah.
And she's like, pivot step. And then she's like, do your little like your turns and your plies or whatever. Oh, and I'm just there like deer in headlights. And
she just kept me there.
And the teacher kept like giving out to me as well.
Did she?
She had the real like...
Stupid bitch, what's her
name? Mary might not agree with this, but you know the whole like...
I'll go and sew it right.
The like ballet teacher stereotype that they're real like hard and tough. And she's like, Ella, straighten up. Or Ella, she's like, Ella, what are you... Like, Ella, you're going the wrong fucking way.
Ella, you're going the wrong fucking way, you stupid little shit. Ella, you're stupid little shit.
Stop eating, start doing cigarettes. I'm like, okay. I'll give you a pack after class. I'm like, okay. Anyway.
Start smoking.
Do you want to get that pivot plie thing?
Oh my God.
It was very traumatizing. And
so not enjoyable.
No, not enjoyable at all. Mary was like, did you enjoy that? I'm like,
no.
She's like, where was everyone else's friends? And she's like, yeah, we're having another one next week. I think
you should come.
She said, we're having another one next week. So I think people are bringing their friends to that one.
Oh my God. But sure, like all she was doing, bring your friends. All she was doing was trying to drum up business.
Yeah, it was a bit
weird.
So why
is she telling you to like that you're a stupid little shit and no one likes you? Or, like be nice for the first little while. Like,
that bit could have been completely in my head just because of the stressful situation. She could have been like, Ella, sweetie, do your turn now, whatever. And I was like, okay, why is she criticizing me?
Did you cry? Did you want to cry?
I don't think I did.
Oh, really? You sure?
I don't think I did. But ballet was not for me.
I see, I've no real interest in ballet or anything. What I want to do is I want to be able to... Those dogs are very loud, Ella. What are you going to bloody well do about them?
The listener can't hear. It's fun.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to dance like, you know, like the really cool people who do like body popping.
Diversity.
No, not so much that. But I often watch videos online and, you know, the way it's like my toxic trait. My toxic trait is I think I could learn to dance like that.
Mm.
So I did have an idea at one stage that I was going to learn a dance for my show.
Mm.
I thought it would be good. I know.
For your comedy show.
I know. What the fuck was I thinking?
I'm really glad you didn't share that with anyone.
I know. What the fuck? Obviously having a fucking breakdown or
like
something.
Like a comedic dancer.
I don't know what I was... I honestly don't know what I was thinking.
Dance break, guys. 5, 6, 7, 8.
No.
Then you get really angry, like, why are you all laughing?
No.
This is my body popping routine.
It wasn't going to be in the middle of the fucking show. It was either going to be at the start or the end. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I was like, and I don't know whether I was going to do it like kind of 90s style and kind of like ha ha ha, like do with my 90s character. But I can't believe like
I don't know what I was thinking. Thank God I didn't. Thank fucking God.
Guys, let us know if you'd like Emma to do
Somebody take the mic.
In a dance routine in her next show.
Like, I can't even dance. Why not, like, start with a skill that you already have? Like, although, I tell you what. No, do you know what I'm going to do the next one? I'm actually going to close it out with a song.
Mm.
Because I do like to sing. So, come on, we're all going to sing a song and get involved. If it fits into the show, if it fits into the theme of the show, but why the fuck would I be dancing?
I think it could be good.
Oh, I think, but it's just adding so much more work that isn't necessary. Like
you'd be backstage practicing your dance moves instead of...
I know. And it takes a long time.
Like, would you have
to got put someone... together an hour and 15 of comedy, like...
Like, what was your idea? Were you going to get someone to, like...
Oh, fuck no.
Were you going to get someone to, like, choreograph it for
you? Yeah, I think I was saying it to PJ Kirby from on Grandma, which you started listening to.
I did, yes.
What episode are you on?
8 or 9, I think.
8 or 9. And didn't I tell you you'd enjoy it?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
And don't you enjoy it?
I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
Hashtag spawn.
I was... Hashtag... No, it's not hashtag spawn. They just pay us to say that. I was doing that Bureau de Chance the other night with Kevin.
Oh, you did the Eurovision.
Yeah, I was presenting it with him. Yeah. He's fucking hilarious.
And you were asking him to choreograph a dance.
No, I'd asked PJ. He was also hilarious, but I wasn't presenting it with him. It's longer since I've seen him. But so Kevin's fresh in my mind. But I was going to ask PJ. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I was just chatting to him. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm thinking about like doing a dance for my show. No alcohol consumed. No, like, no drugs, nothing. Lost my mind. And you know what? Actually, fuck you, PJ, because you should have fucking taken me aside and said, okay, you're demented. You're having...
Did he support this idea?
Well, he was not. He was like, oh, yeah, totally. We could totally sort something out. But then, in fairness, he hadn't seen me dance yet.
Okay. So he could have been like a profesh.
Yeah. I could have had rhythm. So, okay, take it back, PJ. Take it back.
Thanks for the support.
Thanks for the support. So, I can't dance. I can't sing either. I don't know why I'm saying no. I'll sing
no,
a
you
song.
Said you're going to sing a song.
No,
at the end
I am
going
to sing a song. See, I wish. Oh yeah, I'd like to be able to dance, but like it's not going to happen now. I need to focus on being able to. Sorry, Ella's doing what I'm doing what Ella usually does. I'm fiddling with something, which would come across in the sound, and I usually smack her hand, and she's after smacking my hand. But would you like to be able to dance? Do you think? Can you ever see yourself doing a
you
dance?
You think I can't dance?
You're pretty bad, I would say.
How do you know I'm pretty bad? What are you basing that on?
What am I basing it on? Just a total lack of rhythm. And anytime I've seen you do any sort of movement, apart from that, like, I don't know.
What do you mean by lack of rhythm? Excuse me.
You're so clumsy.
No. I'm a rhythmic genius.
Well, I do see in the kitchen when you're getting something out of the fridge, you do your shaky, shaky bum thing a good bit. Like, that's pretty cool.
My thinking stance.
Don't you?
My thinking stance.
But it's not a stance because you're going shaky, shaky bum bum, shaky, shaky bum.
This is fake news.
Fake news. Hashtag spawn. I'm going to be out of there. I'm just going to say hashtag spawn.
That doesn't fit what I'm saying. Deep breaths, deep breaths.
Somebody hit the lights. From AM to PM, Christina Milliani.
So back to talent shows.
I know. I think we should do this another day because we've basically just spoken about dancing.
We've got 48 minutes of dance.
Okay.
Should next week's episode be on the talent show?
No, let's do something else next week, and then we'll go back to talent shows. Okay. When people have forgotten that we attempted to do talent shows and we got
this is actually just an episode about dance,
which is the most random thing I've ever heard. Why would we talk about dance for free?
Because we're both really passionate about dance.
Do you know what I think this has happened there, and this has happened to me before. I think it's because we're just back from boxing. Because did you ever hear about this a couple of months ago now? I was having one of these mad weeks and I was trying to squeeze everything in. And I went to a class, like a gym class, in the morning, and then I went to do a podcast. Do you know Amy Huberman? went to do her podcast. But because I had just done the exercise and I was totally pumped, and I just put on a pair of trousers over my gym leggings. Mm. I was like, no, I'm just going to keep, I'm going to get there on time. And I was on there, I was arrived on time and everything. And I was delighted with myself, tried to like poke on a bit of makeup in the car. But because I'd been through such an adrenaline rush that when I arrived at the podcast, I was delirious and I just kept... I don't think she could shut me up. I think I spoke for like 2.5 hours solid without taking a breath because I was just and I came out and I was like, she's going to think I'm psychotic.
But that could be the move. That could be.
Well, I suppose, look, they wanted me to talk, so I fucking did that. Exactly. You know what I mean? So it's nothing worse than having someone on a podcast and then just sitting there going, yes, no, maybe. And you're like, you're going to have to fucking say something. I did another podcast before we go. I did Megan Burke's podcast the other day, and it was a podcast about music.
Mm.
And she had, I'm going to just say this now, she had sent me the questions. And there were questions like, what song always makes you feel like this? What song always makes you feel like that? And I hadn't prepared the questions, which I should have done. So I basically just spoke about songs that I had listened to. But I find it very hard because I feel like it's too vast to pin it down.
But like she gave you a good bit of time.
Anyway, so thanks for listening in. Megan was lovely anyway, and it's a good episode.
Emma goes on other podcasts.
As a guest.
Yeah, whatever.
Ella, I need to live my life. You're going to London without me.
We won't be doing any podcast recordings there.
As far as we know. I know you and Mary are going to set up a podcast now lively. No. You could if you wanted. Would you want to set up a podcast with your friend?
Anyway, guys. Emma,
did you ever love me?
Emma is delirious from the boxing. DM. She has got adrenaline pumping through her veins and she needs to go to bed. Rate, review, subscribe. Thanks we will listening. See you next week, maybe.
You were going to say what you wanted to talk about next week. What was that?
I was going to say cooking shows. Come Dine With Me.
Oh, yeah. MasterChef. Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, cool.
The lot. So, tune in. Yeah,
okay. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.